Okay, good morning, everybody. Parshas Metzorah, but we're going to do some Haggadah highlights. Okay, timely topic instead of doing the Parsha. So I have a number of things on the sheet. The first one is from the Haggadah of Rav Shlomo Kluger. And this Haggadah, I think by now, has been printed as a separate volume, but the text that I have is from the Yaakov Emden Siddur. It's an old Siddur, the Yaakov Emden Siddur, and in there is printed the Haggadah of Rav Shlomo Kluger, and it really is a very special pirush. Rav Shlomo Kluger was godel in Galicia, in Poland. And it's 1 through 5. 5 is the Haggadah of Rav Shlomo Kluger, but we need this information to get to what he says. So we know that the Seder is about the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, discussing the exodus from Egypt. And at the beginning of the Seder, we have karpas. We take a vegetable, and we dip it in salt water, and we make a borei per adama. And what one uses for karpas is really a matter of a local custom, depending on where you come from. Karpas literally means celery. So some people do use celery. In Lithuania, celery is what's used. Some people use potato. Some people use onion, actually, for karpas. So it was a question of availability, which became the custom. But the question is, why do we have karpas? Why do we start the Seder with karpas? At the very beginning of the Seder. So this is going to be a very novel interpretation of Rav Shlomo Kluger. And basically, what he's going to tell us is that karpas is not about getting out of Egypt, but first we have to understand how we came into Mitzrayim. What created the Egyptian bondage before we got out? And that's going to be karpas. How so? So he starts off with number one. This is from our oral tradition. It's a Gemara in Psachim. Tana kol echad ve'echad noten pischo be'oro u'mashpil la'achorav amar av ilish tayot. So the Gemara there tells us that when the Jewish people came home with their from the butcher with their korban Pesach, they would come home and they would flay it, right? Take its hide off. And with the hide, wrapped in its hide, they would flung it over their shoulders and carry it. And the rabbi says here, Rav Ilish Tayus. What's Tayus? So Rashi in number 2 says, Amar Rav Ilish Shem Chacham, that was his name. Tayus or Tayut, Derech Socharim Yishma'elim Huzeh. This was the way that Arab merchants, Yishma'elim, carried their wares. Traveling Yishma'elim, Arab salesmen, would carry their wares over their flung over their shoulders. So the question is, what is this all about? Why did they do this? Why did the Jews take their Korban Pesach and fling it? First of all, they flayed it, and then they flung it over their shoulder like Egyptian, like Arab merchants. What's that all about? So number 3. Is the Rabbeinu Manoach in the Rambam. The Rambam in the Laws of Chametz and Matzah talks about karpas, and the Rabbeinu Manoach tells us about karpas. So the Rambam said, Matchil u'mevorach Torah pe'adama, you take the karpas and you say the Adama, brocha, v'lokeach yerek, you take a vegetable, v'anu noagim be'karpas. So the Rabbeinu Manoach says, our custom is to take karpas. Why karpas? Zecher liktonet pasim she'asa Yaakov avinu liyosef. This is in memory of the coat of many colors that Yaakov gave to Yosef. How does karpas come to the ktonet pasim? He says, asher bisavta nitgalgel b'sibata, because of the cause of selling Yosef, nitgalgel ha-davar v'yordu avotenu l'mitzrayim. because it was the selling of Yosef which got us into Egypt. Uvahashomer tov v'zachar l'davar leil shimurim, who is L'Hashem, and we have to remember this, the night of Pesach. But what does Karpas have to do with the Ketanos Pasim? So in number four, Rashi in Chumash, on this Parsha, in Vayeshev, when he talks about the Ketanos Pasim, the coat of many colors, what is Pasim? Rashi defines Pasim, Loshen Kli Milat. It's a woolen garment. Kimo Karpas Utchelet. In Megillas Esther, you have Karpas Utchelet, right? And there, Rashi says in Megillas Esther, Karpas is a conglomeration of two words, kar, padding, and pas is wool. So Karpas means a wool. Ukimokton is pasim, the Tamar va'amnon, another example in Tanakh. Umedrish Agoda, Rashi adds another interpretation of Karpas, al shem tsarotav. It is a kind of notrikin, it's a kind of short form for all the people who sold him, who gave him trouble. Shenimchar lepotifar, first it was potifar, the pay, v'lesochrim, right, is samach, kar, and lesochrim, so you have the kar, and the pas, and the ishmaelim, umidyanim, or madinim, midanim. So you have all four of those in kar pas, right? But here, he's saying something unbelievable. He's saying that karpas is a word that is reminiscent of the coat of many colors. What does that have to do with the Seder? It has everything to do with the Seder. You can't begin to discuss Yetzias Mitzrayim, the exodus from Egypt, without first understanding what got us into this mess. You know, like what W.C. Fields used to say, you know, fine mess you got us into, right? So how do we get into Mitzrayim? And it was because we sold our brother down the river, because the Shvatim sold Yosef into slavery. The punishment. The Egyptian Egolos was a punishment of this insensitivity of selling Yosef into Egyptian slavery. So now we can see it inside. This is the introductory stuff, but now you'll see he says it in number five. This is the commentary called Yiriyot Shlomo of Rav Shlomo Kluger. Hine. Lahavin smichut ha'inyan ze leze. Let's understand this. Hu kidekidei ma shekatuv chazal. I want to first begin by talking about the Gemara, what the rabbis say in Psachim, daf samech pehe, in Psachim, Tana. Notein pischo be'oro, that they would flay their korban Pesach, umafshilu la'achorav, and they would fling it over their back. Amar Rav Ilish said, Tayut, Pirush Rashi explains, Derech Sochra Yishmaelim, like Arab merchants, Yishmaelim. Right? That's the Gemara. Vihine, Meolam Hayadavar Zeh Tamuali. I was always bothered by this Gemara, the rabbi says. I never understood this. Right? Dema Kamashmalan Rav Ilish Bezeh. What is he teaching us? Is this significant, how they carried their korban Pesach? Ulinyan ma kavul chazal davar zeh b'shas. Why did the rabbis put this in shas? You know? V'gam guf habrayatahu l'miyeter. It's redundant. Dema nosein tam lanu, or dema nafkamina lanu. It's hard to read this. What difference does it make? Be'eza ofen hayu nosein at HaPesach Levetam. Who cares how they carried the Korban Pesach home? You know, it's like, do we know the kind of shoes they wore? Did they wear sneakers? Did they wear sandals? We're not interested in that. Why? But the rabbis seem to feel this is a very important thing. In discussing the Korban Pesach, they tell us how they carried it home. They carried it home like Yishmaelim, like Arab salesmen, Arab merchants. So now, you see, what we understand what, with all of our introductory quotes here, what's going on? But to understand the brilliance of our chachamim, the hine b'tam inyan shibud mitzrayim the rabah tamim. There are many reasons why we got into Egyptian slavery. Nemru b'zeh mehecha nimshach shibud mitzrayim v'dat kama havi. Many say it's Mechirat Yosef. It was the sale of Yosef. Ki kein venira de kein yia kavanatam zal. And this is what the rabbis mean here. Kan, here. Dihine, b'chol inyane Pesach, nasa remez ala geula v'ala shibud. The whole order of the Seder night, there are hints about our redemption, but also about our slavery. For example, the maror, right? The maror is mora al hashibud. The bitter herbs is reminiscent of our bondage. Pesach u'matzah al hagula. Pesach and matzah is about our redemption. Ach lo nase remez me'ezi inyan nimshuch hashibud. But where's the hint to tell us how we got into this Egyptian bondage? What was the reason? U'be'ezi tam. Havi lekach asu remez bezeh, the havi ke'ein mechirat Yosef. Where's there a remez of the selling of Yosef? But this is it. Dihine sham kti vayisu einehem. Their brothers were sitting and they were eating and they lifted their eyes and what did they see? They were sitting by the pit. Yosef was in the bor in the pit and they lifted their eyes vayiru'u vihine yishma'elim boim. And they saw yishma'elim coming. They saw Arab merchants coming. And then it says, "Vayavru anashim madinim or midyanim, sochrim, Arab merchants." Vayimshichu, etc. Vayimkaru et Yosef lishmeelim. They sold Yosef, who was like the korban Pesach. He was the korban. They sold Yosef to Arab merchants. Ulekach asu remez bezeh. And this is what the intent of the rabbis is when they tell us this seemingly insignificant point. That the people took their korban Pesach home like Arab merchants. B'meshe nosu ha-Pesach k'derech Yishma'elim. Right? So this is designed lahazkir inyan mechirat Yosef. The selling of Yosef. Shehayu sham Yishma'elim v'sochrim. There were Arabs and traveling salesmen. V'yizkeru, we should recall and remember and be aware. De be'inyin zeh havi hashibud. That's why we got into Egyptian bondage. Ulekach the Rav Ilish havekashik hushatenu de lama misaper habraita seder nesiatam. Rav Ilish is bothered by this. Why are the rabbis telling us that they carried it home this way? So he nesiatam pesach lekach natan tam, and therefore he says mikoach shehu tayut the derech sofer yishmeilim. They're Egyptian merchants who zeh lekach liskor avon mechirat Yosef asu kein. It was done in order to remind us of the selling of Yosef, lahakir me'eze inyan nitzmach hashibud. So we should understand the source of Shibud Mitzrayim. This is a masterpiece, right? There are a lot of reasons you'll see about Karpas that you look in your Haggadahs, but it doesn't really hit the spot. This really is a pointed idea and a brilliant idea. Okay, the next piece is from the Haggadah Leil Shimurim. This is the Haggadah of the Orach HaShulchan. The Orach HaShulchan was the posek of one of the great poskim rabbinic authorities of Lithuania, Navardik. And he wrote a commentary on the Haggadah called Leil Shimurim. And he's going to talk about a well-known part of the Haggadah, the Maisa of the Chachamim, who were sitting by Rabbi Akiva in Bnei Brak. So Maisa, Rabbi Elozer, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yeshua, etc. V'yeshli bonem b'zeh. We have to understand, he says, why do they go to Bnei Brak to Rabbi Akiva? Daha Rabbi Elozer haisa dirasa b'lud. Rabbi Elozer lived in Lud. Rabbi Yehuda b'Peking. He lived in Peking. Rabbi Akiva b'Bnei Brak. And Rabbi Akiva lived in Bnei Brak. Kedi'ita b'Sanhedrin daf lamed b'beit, as the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin. Rabbi Elozer, Rabbi Yeshua, Hayu Rabosav, Shal Rabbi Akiva, they were his teachers. V'im kein eze siba hayeta sheshifto kulam b'chag ha-Pesach etzel Rabbi Akiva. It's not right for a teacher to go to his student. Rabbi Akiva should have gone to his teachers. Why were they all gathering in the house of Rabbi Akiva? Right? V'al Rabbi Elozer yoter tabu. By Rabbi Elozer, it's even more of a wonder. Di'iyu ha-samar le-besukah. We have another oral tradition, Sha'asur Latzeit Mikveito Varego. He held, he had to stay home Yontif. He never left home on Yontif. Because the mitzvah is to be besimcha and to be besameach, ishto, ubanav, ubnotav, and one has to be besameach, his family, so he has to stay home. So what were they doing by Rabbi Akiva? Strange, strange. Now, I want to interject that the Shir is being sponsored in memory of the name?
Leah Rachel.
Bat Yaakov, the mother of Yaakov Barad, whose yurtzeit is this week. And then the zchut of our Limud HaTorah should be Aliyat Neshama and Nachat from all your children and grandchildren. Amen. And her children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Okay, so he asked this question, why didn't they go to Rabbi Akiva? Which is a good question, you know? And it's not a question that many Mefarshim deal with this, but he has a very unique answer. V'yirel aniyat daiti, I want to give my humble opinion, she'be'emet keinu al piha de garsinan shilei makon. This is based, the reason why they came to Rabbi Akiva is based on, again, an oral tradition, a Gemara at the end of Tractate Makon. And there you have a very famous story. V'kfar hayu Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Yeshuva, Rabbi Akiva, shehayu ma'alchim b'derech. They were going and walking, Yishmu kol hamona shel Romi. This was at the time of the destruction of the temple. And they heard the kol hamona shel Romi. They heard the celebration of the Romans, the victors who destroyed the temple. They heard their celebration and their partying. V'hitchilu bochim. And they all started to cry. Rabbi Akiva misachek, but Rabbi Akiva was laughing. Right? So Amar lehem, they said to him, Rabbi Akiva, lekach. So they said, mipnei ma atem bochim. First of all, Rabbi Akiva misachek. Amar lehem, mipnei ma atem bochim. So Rabbi Akiva said to them, why are you crying? Amru lo halalu yoshim betach vehashkeit. The Romans are in peace and doing their thing. Va'anu, we are in pain. It's not right that they're suffering, the evil people who rejected everything godly. They reject our God, they reject everything divine, everything good and noble. They're celebrating, va'anu, and we're suffering. Amar lehem Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva answered it. L'kach ani misachek. That's why I'm smiling, that's why I'm laughing. Im la ovre ritzono kach, im la ovre ritzono kach, la ose ritzono alachat kama vekama. If this is what happens, this is the reward for those who transgress and trample on everything that's holy, then kal v'chomer, a fortiori, what our reward is going to be so much greater for those people who keep the Torah, who do everything that's good and just, and bring goodness into the world. Ve'no muvan klal. No, no, how do we understand this? Dalachat kama v'kama, ezet ton chumim huzeh. What? How did this comfort them? V'hari al kolponim elu shuyim benachat v'shalva v'anachnu dovei halev v'amusei tzaros. After all, they're you know, celebrating, they're happy, everything is wonderful, and we're suffering. V'im kavonet Rabbi Akiva al olam abov. Rabbi Akiva means olam abov. That's what he's talking about, the world to come. Well, you know, that's, I don't understand that. Yoter kasha, that's also difficult. Atuha anashim hakdoshim, these holy rabbis, lo yadu uzeh, didn't they know this? They knew what Olam Haba was. V'im kolzeh bachu, but they still cry. Al rav tzarot Yisrael, for the tremendous pain of the Jewish people, b'olam hazeh, in this world. U'behechrech shal olam hazeh nichman. It must be that he's comforting them for, in this world it's going to be good for us. Not in the next world. They know about the next world. But they're crying because they have no comfort in this world. Rabbi Akiva Ve'ezeh Tanchumin. So how do we understand this Tanchumin? How do we understand this comfort that he gave them? We're in number Beit. Number Beit, we're in the third paragraph. Zehu Ve'hein Hein Hadvarim. And this is the explanation. Hadvarim Shenigru Bein Hatanoim HaKdoshim. What were they talking about? Shehem lo hitztaru al shalvat haromi. It's not that they weren't bitter and sad because of the comfort of the Romans. There wasn't a sense of jealousy here and anger that the Romans were at peace. Ki ein anu mitkanim b'zeh. We're not jealous. of such people. Ela nitzaru al dachut v'tzarot Yisrael meharomim. But they were in pain and they were crying because of the poverty and the destitution of the Jewish people, the condition of the Jewish people that the Romans left them in. That's, they could care less about the Romans, right? They decreed evil decrees on the Jewish people, on Am Yisrael. This was very close to the destruction of the temple. Churban Beit HaMikdash. V'lo sharu b'navsham shetiyeh takuma l'Yisrael chas v'shalom. And they felt there's no hope for the Jewish people. There's no future. There's no Jewish future. U'lechein bachu mirov tzar. So they cried because they were in tremendous pain. V'zehu shenichmam Rabbi Akiva. And this was the nechama. This was the comfort that Rabbi Akiva gave them. Shemuftachu she'enei Hashem al Yisrael. Rabbi Akiva told them, I am as certain as the five fingers on this hand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not forsake the Jewish people. Shelo yachlu chas v'shalom. We will not be destroyed. Jewish people will be here for Netzach Yisrael lo yishaker. The eternality of the Jewish people will never be destroyed in this world. V'gam kein mitam zeh. And because of this, he said, de'im la'ovrei ritzono, hishpil lehem kol kach. If the evildoers did so much to us, and so much chesed was done for them. Hishpil lehem kol kach chesed. V'shalva, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave them so much grace and peace. Im ken al achad kama v'kama, how much more so? Shehashpia midat harachamim al Yisrael, shlo yachlu chas v'sholom, shlo yikalu chas v'sholom. That there will come a day very soon that the Rabbanu Shalom, right? What goes around comes around. And the Rabbanu Shalom is going to shower us with rachamim and grace and peace. Ulechein ani omer. So this is what he told them. So how does this answer the question? So here's what the rabbi says. Ulechein ani omer, therefore I say, Sheba'ad zeh hichziku tova l'Rabbi Akiva. It's because of this that it was payback time to Rabbi Akiva. He uplifted their spirits. Right? They were downtrodden. They felt there's no hope for Am Yisrael. But Rabbi Akiva, the young Rabbi Akiva, who should be going to them, two of them were his teachers. They all came to Rabbi Akiva because it was payback time, to show hakarat tov, to demonstrate appreciation to Rabbi Akiva for uplifting their spirits and giving them the ability to move on and to carry Klal Yisrael. That's what it was all about. Ad shechizkam betikvat Klal Yisrael. He gave them hope for the Jewish future. Take evachar achurban, immediately after the destruction. Ulechein bo kulam le'ira u'leveto. So they all came to his city, to Bnei Brak, to the house of Rabbi Akiva, shor Rabbi Akiva levad, Rabban Gamliel, except for Rabban Gamliel, lo halach, mipnei shahaya nasi. Rabban Gamliel was the nasi. He was the president, the leader of Klal Yisrael. So a nasi, machal al kvodo en kvodo machal. A nasi, the nasi of Klal Yisrael is not allowed to be moichel, is not allowed to forego on his the covet that is due to him. Others are. Talmud Chochem is allowed to forego. A father is allowed to forego his covet. That's why one is allowed to lean in the presence of one's Rebbe or one's father or mother at the Seder. Right? Because it's not their covet to lean. But an av, an aim, a mother, father, a Rebbe are mochel kvoda. They are foregoing on their covet. But a nasi is not allowed to be mochel his covet. A king is not allowed to be mochel his covet. King. So he didn't come. And they all came to Rabbi Akiva on the night of Pesach to talk about Yitziat Mitzrayim. Now this is an addition to what he's saying. This adds, this makes so much sense. Yitziat Mitzrayim gam came mitbare from the episode of the exodus from Egypt, the Egyptian bondage where the Jews were again forlorn and lost and slaves. Nitzchiut. You see, the Netzach Yisrael, the eternity of the Jewish people, is also clarified. Every single attempt to destroy the Jewish people in every which way failed dismally. So they spent time discussing the experience of Yitziat Mitzrayim, how God took us out of Egypt. Imagine, in Egypt also, they would have cried and Rabbi Akiva would have laughed. Because there will come a day, don't look at the pain of the Jewish people and the suffering because of the Egyptians who are living it high. Right? The day will come if these Egyptians who denigrate everything that is holy are have it good. Alachat kama v'kama, the Jewish people are going to get out of Egypt and we're going to have it better. So they came. Achebo ha-talmideim, their students came and Amru Rabotenu. Higizman krishma shel shachris. It's time to say krishma, the morning krishma. This is the third example of this idea. V'zehu gamken la'amein b'rachim koshalot. This also drives home this point of Netzach Yisrael, the eternality of the Jewish people. Because if you look carefully, what we daven between Shema and Shmona Esrei, right, the Bekriyat Shema Shel Shacharit, Anu Amrim Gamkin, Ezrat Avotenu. We say, Ezrat Avotenu, you are the help of our forefathers. Magenu Moshe Livneihem, you are the shield and the protector, the savior of his children. Achareim after him, the whole door of Ador, in every generation. We say that's the theme between Kriyat Shema and Shmona Esrei, is this idea of redemption, that God cares about us, He loves us, right? Shemuftachim anachnu, that we are assured and promised, mipiv yitbarach, from His, the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochol, sheyeh lanu kiyum olami, that the Am Yisrael, is Netzach Yisrael lo yishakru, will never be destroyed. So that's why they came to Rabbi Akiva. And Dafka the night of Pesach, they couldn't come to Rabbi Akiva anytime and say thank you, bring him a present, thank him for uplifting them. Why Dafka the night of Pesach? Because the night of Pesach is that theme of recognizing it's not a time to cry because of Egyptian bondage, but it's a time to smile and be happy, even though Hashem specifically that He took us out of Egyptian bondage. And then the Talmidim came, and this is also a pointed idea. It wasn't by accident that this is here. It's time to say Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis because this is the theme. This is why you came here. You came to Rabbi Akiva to thank him for giving us this awareness and putting us on the right track to appreciate the fact that God cares for us and He's going to reward us. So Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis. Okay. Piece number three. We're not going to be able to do all four of these, but let's at least do three. And this is it's actually called Gimel on the sheet, Beit HaLevi. Now this is from the Beit HaLevi. The Beit HaLevi was Rav Yosef Dov HaLevi Soloveitchik, who was the great-grandfather of Rav Yosef Dov HaLevi Soloveitchik, who was in our generation, and he was his namesake, and he was the great Beit HaLevi, and he presents something here. Now this is a lot shorter than the entire version. I cut it down, but we'll see it. Hopefully, we'll see it inside. And it is another masterpiece, a very important basic philosophical, theological point in Yadu that he's going to bring out, that the Pesach Seder brings out. Very important idea. V'igadet levincha b'yom ahu, lemor ba'avruze asa Hashem li b'tzeiti mimitzrayim. V'haya lecha la'ot al yadcha. So this is a pasuk in Shmot, in Vayera, and we know that this pasuk is the pasuk, the answer given to the Ben Rasha, to the evil son, right? You shall tell him on that day, because of this ba'avruze, we'll have to know what ba'avruze is. Until now, we assume Bavur Zeh refers to the Seder. We're having a Seder, right? The first Seder was in Egypt. Bavur Zeh, because of this, Asa Hashem Li, God did this to me when He took me out of Mitzrayim. Now, Ushmarta et hachuka hazot, you must keep this law, lemoada miyamim yamima, forever. Leva'er hemshech hapsukim halal. Let's explain the order of these verses. V'katav Rashi writes that Pasuk Zeh hu tshuva leben harasha. This is the answer to the evil son. V'cheinu b'hagodah shel Pesach. And this is what we have in our Pesach. Hagodah, quote, Russia, ma'u omer, what does the Russia say? Ma'avodah hazot lechem. What is all of this thing that you do? What are you doing all this for? Lechem v'lo, he said, lechem, to you, but not himself. U'lefi shehotzi'a datzmo min haklal, and because he removed himself from the Jewish people, He said, Lechem, right? Kafar b'ikar. So this is kfira. This is prisha min atzibur. He removed himself from the Jewish people. This is an act of excommunication. Va'af ata hakeit shinav. You have to break his teeth, right? Speak to him sternly, give him musar. Ve'amor lo, and say to him, ba'avur zeh asali. This is because of this God did for me, betzeiti mi mitzrayim, that he took me out of Egypt. Leave alo lo, me and not you. Now it says leave alo lo, this is to drive home the idea. I think the Vilna Gaon says this, he doesn't even talk to him. He doesn't even answer him, right? Because really the Rosh's question is not even a question. It's not even a question. It's a chutzpah. It's not a question. So he doesn't answer, leave alo lecha. Why doesn't it say leave alo lecha? It says leave alo lo, because he ignores him. He speaks to the others the other children of the Seder. He says, leave alo lo, you and me, but not him, right? Alo lo. Ilu hayasham, if he would have been there, lo haya nigal. He would not have been redeemed. V'hine afal gav de mitzvah lahakot et shinav, even though it is appropriate to dress down this son. Ularamei shehu lo haya nigal, to hint to him that he better smarten up, because with this attitude, he's not going to be redeemed. Mikol makom, that being said, hare tirut zeh al she'ilato tzarech lomar gam hu lo, he also has to give him an answer. Give him an answer. Why do we do all of this? V'zeh ha'chiruf eino tiruts. This, what you say in Yiddish, this zog, this musr, this, dressing down that he gave him is not an answer, right? V'yikar ha'tshuva hu sheshibud sheba'avur zeh yotzanu mitzrayim. The essential answer is because of all of this, we came out of Egypt. He didn't go into detail. So then the Beis Halevi goes on to explain that this is either a young son who is basically saying, show me. Show me. I don't do anything unless I know the reason why. Right? I don't know, unless I know the reason why, it's not going to happen. You know, it's reminiscent of the Kuzari. The Kuzari speaks about the importance of davening in Hebrew, the holiness of Lashon HaKodesh. So even if a person doesn't understand Hebrew, He should daven in the vernacular, but he should say things in Hebrew as well. Of course, a person should work towards davening completely in Lashon Kodesh, but davening can work in any other language. But what's the efficacy of davening in Lashon Kodesh? Even if you don't understand it, there's a power and energy to the holy language of Hebrew that helps us. And the Kuzari gives an example of somebody, who has an illness and he goes to the doctor. And the doctor says, okay, here's the prescription. And he writes about a prescription, take this vegetation and this and make it, go to the apothecary, make it. And the guy says, listen, I don't take any medicine unless I know what I'm taking. So he says to him, listen, if I'm going to explain this to you, by the time I explain it to you, you're going to be pushing up daisies. It's very complicated. So you better just listen to me and trust me that it's going to work. That's Lashon Kodesh. Even if we don't understand what we're saying, and it really flies in the face of reason. I want to talk to the Rebbeinu Shlomo, right? But I don't even know what I'm saying to him, but there's a certain energy that is put into Lashon HaKodesh that was created by the rabbis who created these prayers that works for us, right? So this is what the kid is saying. I don't understand it, right? Or, he says, the Beis HaLevi, it's an adult evil person. And he's not saying, show me, I'm from Missouri, I want to know the reason. He's saying, okay, all of this, I don't deny all of this. We worshipped idols, we were coming out of an idol-worshipping environment, and God saved us, and all the miracles that were performed. But listen, that's ancient history. I'm living in a modern world. What do I need this for? It's all very nice, but I have to sit tonight, and I have to remember something that really doesn't affect me. But that was then, right? It's history. I'm not part of that process. I wasn't part of that time period. So what do I need it for? So the Beis HaLevi now addresses this, okay? Second paragraph. Va'al dvorav anu bo ha'tshuva. This is the answer. Va'afata ha'kei et shinav. Break his teeth. Ve'amar lo ba'av. Muzeh asa Hashem li b'tzeiti mi mitzrayim. Because of this Hashem took me out. V'yesh mitvarim elu tshuva. V'hastira gedola l'kol divrei apikorsa shelo. And I'm going to show you that this answer might not, where does he, how does he answer these two things that we just said? Right, the child Russia asking, I want to know the reason. And the adult Russia saying, this doesn't apply to me, right? It's ancient history. I don't do so. They went out of Egypt, and there was no food, and they made haste. They made the matzah with haste, and it was bitter, so we eat the bitter herbs, and we drink the four cups because of the four languages of redemption. But that wasn't for me. It says, the Pesach she'asu Yisrael, it's true that the Pesach that the Jewish people did in Egypt, in Mitzrayim, Bishat Maisa, Hayata Hoda'ah, Lebitla Vodazarlev, certainly this making a Seder in Pesach was a statement of rejection of the idol worship of the Egyptians, eating the Korban Pesach, which was their god. Mikol Makom, Od Chidush LaHarosha, Chidush Dvorim Shelo Yadamihen. But there's something here that even the Rosh is not aware of. And it's a great truth, which we have to know. Even those mitzvahs that we seem to know the reason. I eat matzah because the Jewish people ate matzah when they were leaving Egypt. There wasn't enough time to bake matzah. Ukimo b'matzah, sha'am rubo, we say, tam shall al shalo he speak, b'tzeikam shall avoteinu lahachmitz, ad shegoalam, there wasn't enough time to make it into bread, right? The chemoror and the bitter herb shebein lezecher shemoru amitzrim chayehem, that the Egyptians embittered our lives. UPesach and the Pesach that we eat shall pasach al batei avoteinu, that he passed over our houses. That's all true, he says. This is mikol makom bevada de'ein ze ikar yisodo shel hamitzvah. This is not the essential reason for the mitzvah. It's not the essential reason for any of these mitzvot. For matzah, for maror, or for pesach. V'lo mitam zeh nidchadsha ha-mitzvah. And it's not because of this that we have the mitzvah. What's the reason? V'hatam eino rab shebishvil zeh. Because of this, mutal aleinu hachov l'kayem v'la'asot mitzvah zu, that we have are empowered to do these mitzvahs, velo niya kafui tova, and that we should not be people who do not give thanks to the Rabbanu Shlomo. V'chem diktiku rabotenu v'amru, the rabbis say, matzah zu shanu ochlim, al shuma, why do we eat it? Shelo hispik b'tzeikam, dehu rak tam, demishum hachim anachnu mekayim mitzvah. That's why we do the mitzvah. That's why we do the mitzvahs. Avol ikar yisoda shel ha-mitzvah, but the essential source of why we do any mitzvah. Lama kachi ha-mitzvah einenu bishvil zeh ma shahaya b'mitzrayim, that we were in Egypt. Dahari ha-Torah kidma la'olam. The Torah preceded Egyptian slavery. The Torah preceded. In fact, the rabbis say, histakel bo'araita u'bora alma. God looked into the Torah and created the world. The Torah was the blueprint for the world. V'gam konim ha'olam hayita ha-Torah. The world was created, but there was a Torah before the world. V'hayektiv bo mitzvot matzah. And in that Torah, you already have the mitzvah of matzah. So what's going on? What do you mean? I eat matzah because we didn't have time to bake matzah, have bread, bake bread, so because of Egyptian slavery. But matzah was written in the Torah before Egypt was even on the map. V'gam Avraham avinu, v'chol ha'avot kimu ha-Torah. The Avot and the Imahot, they kept the whole Torah, including a Pesach Seder, even before Egypt was on the map. Ad shelo nidna, before it was given, v'im kein, hu leil tetvav b'nisun, achal Avraham matzo umor. The 15th of Nisan, Avraham and Sarah sat down, and they had a Seder. Afal gav da'az, hayakodem galut Mitzrayim, this was before Mitzrayim. V'al korchev, mitzvot elu, lo nitzmechu migulat Mitzrayim. Here's the headline. Mitzvot elu, the mitzvahs, are not an outgrowth of Geulat Mitzrayim, of the Exodus from Egypt. Rak hu lehevech, the mischut mitzvot Pesach u'matzah u'maror, sheyesh b'layil hazot, in the power, the schut of these mitzvahs, nitzmecha geulatan b'mitzrayim b'layil hazot. In other words, what's he saying? He's saying that history does not sanctify Torah. Torah sanctifies history. The idea of matzah, that God rushes us to embrace Him, to do His bidding, that God loves us, and even though it is embittered for us, their nation that embittered, but He will make it better for us, take us out of Egypt. Right? These notions were a stage that were created in order to put in act all of the Torah ideas of our relationship with God, so that Torah sanctifies mitzvahs, not the history. Torah sanctifies history. The stage upon which we act out and live out, the concepts of Torah, that's history. But history is a creation of Torah. It's the stage on which we live out the Torah that Hashem gave us, not the other way around. We don't do the Torah, we don't do the mitzvah Pesach because of the historical experience. The historical experience is an outgrowth of Torah. God created Jewish history in order to bring out all of these concepts of holiness into a manner that we can express in human terms, into mitzvahs that we can perform and therefore relate to Him and understand what He's all about and what He wants from us. But it originates in Torah. Torah sanctifies history. History does not sanctify Torah. So this, the Russia had to be sitting at the Seder like a deer in the headlights. Because now he's told, this has nothing to do. What do you mean? What do you mean? I wasn't there. It doesn't affect me. It has nothing to do with history. You're here right now. You have everything. It's about Torah. And the history is just a reminder to us that all of these notions, all of these ideas of freedom and what we do with freedom and the mitzvahs that we perform, that's to help us, to guide us to understand what Torah is all about. Okay. We're going to ask our technician to turn off the video. Okay, in the back.
The green.
Thank you all. So, I got it? Okay.
Wait.
Are we having class next week?
That's a question I wanted to ask you. I see. Is everybody...